It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC, airing throughout the New York, New Jersey metro area and worldwide at mybradio.com and on the 77 WABC app. Yes, thank you, New York. The Nielsen ratings, by the way, Nielsen is the global measurement and data analytics company, has this show in the top 10 in New York AM radio once again. We are on a long stretch here. For many, many months, we've been in the top 10 in New York AM radio. That is a testament to you, the great listener of this show. Thank you for tuning us in and expecting great business content week in and week out, and we certainly aim to deliver. Tonight's show is going to be really, really special. We're going to pack it in, covering a lot of different areas. But stay tuned. We're going to get to the contents of the show in just a moment. This show on 77 WABC is all about you. Every single week, we seek out and interview C-level executives and business leaders from all types of industries and ask them the questions that are on your mind. Gain business insights onto so many professions and categories, including sales, social media, the customer experience, leadership, real estate, strategic planning, financial planning. Believe it or not, in tonight's show, we're going to get through probably all of those, and we'll explain how in just a moment. So stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid advice to get you ahead in today's business world. Well, as we do each week, we open with some thank yous. Special shout out to the great team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG. Check out our brand new site. Thank you, Mrs. Menzelewski. BottomLineMG.com, BottomLineMG.com, our brand new gorgeous site. And a special shout out to Srili, Michal, Avigail, Malka, Miriam, and others that play such a great support role for the to produce this weekly radio show. And to the great folks at 77 WABC, Glenn, James, Matt, Leslie, Chris, Tim, thank you. And, of course, a special mention to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. We have hundreds of downloads on the various podcasting channels on a regular basis. We're on Spotify, iTunes, the Google Podcast, the OG Podcast Network. And, of course, we have a robust YouTube channel. If you subscribe, you automatically get notified when we post, and we're posting all the time videos on our YouTube channel. Just type, go to YouTube, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis. By the way, mybradio.com, that is the platform that has all the shows that we've had on this great program. So you want to access the interview I had with John Sculley, the former CEO of Apple, no problem, mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Okay, and without further ado, we're going to tonight's show. Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, launched an amazing channel for business content called Business Class. And by as of this show, we're actually almost up to 50 episodes of 1 minute or less, on average, 1 minute or less, a daily business tip that goes on. And we've covered so many different categories, strategic planning, the customer experience, marketing, recruitment. We've covered so much. And tonight we're going to play from these snippets because why shouldn't we share? Now, by the way, everyone that we're playing, you could then go back to mybradio.com and listen to the entire episode. But we went through it, meaning we spent weeks, months going through the top tips, and we have them. And tonight we're going to play, for your benefit from Variety. I'll just introduce the guest, play the clip, and then we go on to another clip right after that. Now, by the way, you could sign up if you have WhatsApp. Just text over in WhatsApp, text over sign up to 718-594-6519, and you'll automatically be entered to receive for free the daily business class broadcast. Or you can just go to Instagram, follow us at Business Class Clips on Instagram, follow us at Business Class Clips. We're going to open by listening to a clip on strategic planning from Norm Trainer, the founder and CEO of the Covenant Group. Let's give a listen.
So I went to see the CEO and I said, I understand you don't believe in strategic planning. And he said, that's right. you can't really foresee the future beyond a couple of years. Well, that's really not what strategic planning is about. It's about scenario planning. Strategy is the alignment of three elements. What are the outputs or objectives you want to achieve? What are the capabilities and resources you have to realize them? Mm-hmm. And what are the opportunities and challenges the environment provides? All three of those are dynamic. Strategic planning is about aligning and understanding those three elements and making assumptions about them.
Now, of course, Norm Traynor spent almost an entire show discussing it. You can access it by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Now let's give a listen. We just recently had a show on the SBA's PPP, right, the Paycheck Protection Program, and the loan forgiveness aspect. One of the guests we had was Michael McIntyre, head of business banking at Investors Bank. Let's give a listen.
Right now, I think we're in the third inning of a nine-inning game. You know, we've just come through the origination phase of PPP. I think the next 6 months are going to really be telling in terms of how customers and businesses, you know, come back into the new phases, and to Aaron's words a few moments ago, you know, evaluate over the next 6 to 10 months how they intend to apply for forgiveness. You know, we've come through this all together, and I think with good sound advice from your financial advisors and accountants and lawyers, we'll get through this together.
That was Michael McIntyre, head of business and government banking at Investors Bank. By the way, for the many businesses out there that have benefited through the SBA's Paycheck Protection Program, I would strongly recommend to either give a listen or watch. It's a YouTube episode. But the easiest way to access it is by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. That entire roughly 45 minutes of content, that entire episode, which also featured Zacharia Waxler and Aaron Golding of Roth & Company, they shared a lot of important information. If your business or organization benefited from PPP, that's a must listen. Now we're going to go to Menachem Lubinsky, head of Lubicom and the founder of Kosherfest. He talked about stop planning for failure. Let's give a listen.
We are programmed to plan for failure. What happens if I fail? And we have contingency plans. But very few people plan for success. And what happens if too many people come to the party? Do I have enough chairs? Did I prepare enough food? Right. There was once a hospital that had a number for calling for physician referrals. And they had planned for a certain number of calls to come in every day, which obviously would then be transmitted to the physicians and the business. The only problem is they had the volume was five times as much as they planned. And they
a healthy problem.
Put in $1 million in investment into the program, and the program died from success, not from failure.
Menachem Lubinsky. Now we're going to go to Ron Carucci. Ron Carucci is an expert on, he's actually a managing partner at Navalent and an expert on recruitment and recruiting CEOs. We're talking about people that are going into Fortune 500 C-level positions. Let's give a listen.
Think about people you've watched in organizations who come in, gung-ho to make change, gung-ho with some, we call it the myth of the mandate, to make some improvement. If you don't read the context, if you don't understand what's happening in front of you, how could you possibly know if a solution you're going to offer is going to work? So, great example. One executive we studied, she was a renowned brand builder in consumer products brands, mostly cosmetics and that end of the spectrum, came into a consumer product brand that was a service. Completely different kinds of brands, completely different kinds of consumers, but she was a brand builder. And she looked at the organization and, of course, completely didn't see what she didn't know and tried to take her past successes of brands that were irrelevant and apply it to this organization. And of course, it was a miserable failure.
And that clip was called Recruitment Pitfalls. Recruitment Pitfalls. And that was one of the clips that went up on Business Class. Again, if you're on WhatsApp, you could join to receive automatically the daily broadcast by sending a text, sign up, okay, on WhatsApp to 718-594-6519. Text sign up to 718-594-6519, and you will automatically receive a 1-minute clip every single day that's related to the world of business. Or if you're on Instagram, no problem. Follow us at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Again, on Instagram, follow us at Business Class Clips. We're going to go to a short commercial break, but when we come back, we're going to hear from Tom Cortese of Peloton and so many other guests, including Ramon Ray. Stay tuned.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client of Saul Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Saul Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings, to finish a project. When do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. Tonight's show is going through so many different aspects of the business world, and we're playing little clips. We call them business class clips from the many hundreds of shows that we've recorded on the Mind Your Business program. And actually, we have, if you're on WhatsApp, here's great news. You can receive the daily business class broadcast. All you have to do is text over in WhatsApp, text over the words sign up to 718-594-6519. Text over in WhatsApp the two words sign up to 718-594-6519, and you will automatically receive the daily broadcast business class. We're now going to give a listen to the a little segment of the interview I had with the co-founder of Peloton. He is the COO of Peloton. How cool is that? Tom Cortese on solving a critical need.
We didn't come out with a gimmicky piece of fitness equipment and try and convince you that 8-minute abs wasn't good enough, so we're going to give you 7, right? What we said was, you know, hey, I have less time in the day. If I could get 1, 2, 3, 4 extra workouts in the week, whatever it is for you, right? Because there is a great product experience available to me that affords me that privilege, then that helps me. That helps me spend one more day in a better way. So, you know, focusing on a critical problem or user need, I think was a very important piece and will remain an important piece.
Such important advice. Every business has to solve a critical need. It's not just that you come up with an idea and then like, okay, let's see if anyone out there really needs it. No. What needs to be solved in the marketplace? What pain point are you solving? And that is the foundation for any great business. All right, now we're going to give a listen to, oh, this is fun. The interview, a segment from the interview I had with Ramon Ray, CEO of Smart Hustle Media. He talked about FREA. Let's give a listen.
Here's okay. Ramon's version of social media in a nutshell.
Okay, ready.
FREA. Frequency, relevancy, engagement, analytics. That is the essence. How frequent are you on social media? If you're out of sight, you'll be out of mind. Is it relevant, what you're posting, to your niche audience? Is it engaging what you're doing? Is it boring, or is it engaging? In analytics, measure, measure, measure what you're doing. That's the key of it.
Could you imagine social media explained so succinctly in under 1 minute? That was one of the clips we had on business class. Again, if you're on WhatsApp, this is just, it's like, what are you waiting for? It's free. It's free. You could receive the free daily business class. All you have to do is text over the word sign up on WhatsApp to 718-594-6519. Again, text over in WhatsApp, sign up, just those two words, to 718-594-6519, and you will automatically be entered to receive every single day the daily business class broadcast. Now we're going to listen. Oh, he's a real star. On the topic of being intentional, none other than the CEO of Dale Carnegie, Joe Hart.
One of the things that causes me to remind myself of my vision a lot is just the reality that, you know, life is short as much as, and this is the life that we have. And, you know, so why not do all we can with the day that we have to make the most of that life and to be intentional? It's one of the big things we teach in our programs is to be intentional, live an intentional life. And if you do that, then you can achieve great things and have amazing, you know, happiness.
Be intentional. Be intentional. From the CEO of Dale Carnegie. He knows a thing or two. Now we're going to talk. Now I want to actually play a great clip from Chuck Garcia. He's the founder of the Climb Leadership International. And in fact, many listeners here on 77 WABC recognize him because he's on earlier on in the evening at the 9 o'clock segment. Chuck Garcia, the effects of social media.
Sometimes there is an unintended consequence to the technology that unfortunately it has eroded or at least maybe de-emphasized the way we normally think about how we connect to others. So now what we like about the social media, it gives transparency to so many people that we're able to come into our world and share our world with us. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, there is a diminishing of the quality of the one-on-one interaction, or even when an executive gets in front of a large audience to create a presentation, the language skills are not as sharp as they used to be.
Yeah, he's so right. I mean, you know. If only it wasn't that way, but hey, it is what it is. And that was Chuck Garcia. Now we're going to give a listen to a star that we've had on the show, Ron Carr. Ron Carr wrote the book Lead, Sell, or Get Out of the Way. Lead, Sell, or Get Out of the Way. And this particular tip, this has to do with sales, is focus on the investment.
So if you don't have results, you want to shift the conversation, not from the results you don't have, but where they're trying to go. What are the biggest challenges and why this might be the best investment for them to make? And get them thinking about that. That's when you're going to have a better chance of selling it. And I get this all the time because startups will hire me at a very mm-hmm. high fee mm-hmm. to break into a market, and that's what we teach them.
Yep, Ron Carr, he wrote the book Lead, Sell, Get Out of the Way. We're now going to go to a clip. He was actually last week's guest, Richard Solomon, the noted attorney. very important point. You know, you're getting into a business deal, a partnership, whatever the circumstance is. Who are you dealing with?
Who are the people? Who's the company? Where are they located? Are there multiple addresses? Are they in different states? You know, sometimes you're dealing with people in different states. You have to sue them in that state sometimes, as opposed to here, because default judgments are not necessarily honored. There's a lot of rules that I don't want to burn everybody with. Right. But it's really important. Who are you dealing with? And what are your mechanisms to make sure that you will collect? Limit your, you know, risk. Try to get credit cards to the extent that you can. Try not to deal with people that you don't really know. It's hard when you deal with, you know, the general public out there. Sometimes things come in as an emergency. I need this right away.
Right.
Thank you. Money. And all of a sudden, you know, you just see sort of the vapors of the jet stream coming at you, you know? Or, you know, hey, is that dust in my face? I think that's sand, you know? You know? So who are you dealing with is a critical question.
And it may sound like such a simple piece of advice, but it's not. So many people just rush right in, and it's because of the heat of the moment, and they just got to make a deal. Who are you dealing with? And as Srilly just pointed out to me, even online, to the extent possible, do some digging. See, is that person just a phantom individual? Are there ratings? Let's say you're dealing, you want to buy something on eBay. See, do they have... You know, are the ratings there for that person? Is there any type of track record? Are there other people that commented on interacting with that seller, an Amazon seller? What are the ratings for that Amazon? If it's just someone that like appeared out of nowhere, so who are you dealing with? That's really one of the points that's included in what Richard Solomon pointed out. Now we're going to give a listen to Alex Ewan. He's the CFO at my father's place. And he put it straight about the importance of dealing with a great team, putting a great team together.
So you can do anything if you set your mind to it. I think the most important thing is put a good team together. You know, start with good investors, then put a good staff together. And think through what you have to do. Give them a good business plan so everybody knows what they have to do, so that ultimately everybody can move up as you expand and help you grow. I think that, for me, is the biggest thing. Put a good team together.
Great perspective. And now we're going to go to another great guest we've had, Linda Kaplan Thaler. Linda Kaplan Thaler is a member of the Advertising Hall of Fame. She led Publicis New York for many years, one very seriously talented individual. And she spoke here on the show, "What does your brand represent?"
Jeffrey Wolfe said, "You know what we've learned? That people no longer buy products. They buy into what that product or brand represents." And that was such a piece of wisdom that we took going forth of like, your brand has to do more now. Your brand has to stand for something, a goal of the soul. You know, it has to be out there and help us in a bigger way than just, you know, money or, you know, a side-by-side.
Anyone who's on Instagram, if you follow us, you'll automatically be notified when we post every single day. On Instagram, Business Class Clips. That's it. Just follow us at Business Class Clips, and you'll automatically be notified when we post every single day a one-minute clip. And these are, of course, on video. Right now, we're playing the audio because we're sharing such great advice here on this program, as we do every week. But you could watch the video of it. Or if you're on WhatsApp, that's really amazing because you'll automatically receive the daily broadcast. All you have to do is text over on WhatsApp, two words, sign up, send it to 718-594-6519. If you text sign up on WhatsApp to 718-594-6519, you will automatically receive the daily Business Class Clips broadcast. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security. My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them.
and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times in the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luc Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Hi, Shep Hagener, customer service and experience expert, and this is my latest book, Be Amazing or Go Home. Now, it says 7 customer service habits that create confidence with everyone, not just your customers, but the people you work with and even the people at home who you love, who you hang out with, your family members, your best friends. These are habits about building relationships and creating confidence. And while it says 7, there's actually 35 habits broken into 7 categories. Really good habits like amazing people show up ready to amaze, which means you don't just show up on time, you show up maybe even a little bit ahead, prepared, totally head in the game. That really recognizing that great service when you take care of other people is not an accident, it's a habit that you've practiced over and over again. So I want you to think about it. This is the book, Be Amazing or Go Home.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings to finish a project. When do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. Every week we deliver amazing business content. This week we're sharing a wealth of business content. We're covering so many different subjects, and we have so many great guests. Ron Carr, Chuck Garcia, Joe Hart, Ramon Ray, Menachem Lubinsky, Ron Carucci, Tom Cortese, Norm Trainer, Shep Hyken, yeah, Michael McIntyre. The list goes on and on. We're not done yet. Linda Kaplan Thaler, I think I mentioned her. If not, another shout-out. The topics cover a wide range from sales, marketing, financial advice. And now we're going to give a listen to one of the foremost leaders on the customer experience, Shep Hyken. We've had him on as a guest a few times. Each time was better than the next. And he wrote many books. One of them is Be Amazing or Go Home. That's just an amazing book. No pun intended there. Just go to Amazon and order it. Be Amazing or Go Home. And you'll learn what the fundamentals are for great customer service. Here he talks about eliminating friction. Listen to this clip from Shep Hyken.
The Wall Street Journal identified that, you know, as you're subscribing to something like the Journal online, if you can eliminate one field of information that the customer has to fill out. I mean, what do you really need when somebody's subscribing? You need their name,
and
their email address, and
their
credit card information.
Right.
Why do you need to ask anything else? But what they found, and I can't cite the exact statistics, but every time they reduced one field of information, even if it was something simple, you know, are you male or are you female?
Right.
Something that's, they increased their subscription rates just by eliminating a tiny little extra step that might have taken a moment to do, but they eliminated friction.
His most recent book is The Convenience Revolution, and we were talking about that book on the show, and that's when he mentioned that. Can you imagine just taking it? This is important for all website developers out there or any type of individual that's involved in marketing. Eliminating any step is eliminating friction. That was Shep Hyken. He knows a thing or two. Now we're going to go to a segment from the interview I had with Christine Comerford of Smart Tribes Institute. She's written a number of books on the subject. She writes regularly for Forbes. One quite smart individual. And here she talks about the human brain.
Distortions are something that we all slide into. The human brain deletes, distorts, and generalizes. Deleting meaning we delete a lot of information that comes our way because there's just too much happening out
overload.
There. Yeah. I mean, have you ever thought of buying a car and then suddenly you see that car everywhere? What?
Right. Yeah.
Everyone didn't just go, I'm just going to start driving a silver Prius. No. They were there all the time. You just deleted them. Because you can't hold everything in your brain or go nutters. Generalization is, you know, something like, oh, all people that point are rude. I mean, it's just kind of a gross generalization. Distortion is like anybody who has a teenager, I'll never go to school again. Okay, that's a distortion. That's blowing something out of proportion. We've all done that.
Christine Comerford. We're now going to give a listen to Chuck Garcia. Chuck Garcia, he's been a guest on Mind Your Business a number of times. And, of course, he's on the Sunday night circuit over here at 77 WABC. Chuck Garcia, choose your mountain.
Everybody has mountains to climb. You don't have to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. You have your metaphorical mountain. But think about how we approach each of the mountains that we are about to climb. And what I hope it can do is inspire people to recognize, choose your mountain. Sometimes other people may choose it for you, but either way, there are common elements among every mountain that you're going to climb in your life.
So those that are signed up on WhatsApp receive the clip every single day. Every single day on WhatsApp, and to join, it's free. All you have to do is text two words, sign up to 718-594-6519. Text sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp, and you will automatically receive the free 1 minute business clip every single day. Now we're going to go, let's give a listen to Ira Zlotowicz. He is the president of Eastern Union Funding, and the topic here was how to build trust in yourself as an investor.
Why, who, and what is telling you what, why, and when? And then based on that, the next step is that some people, their expertise is not raising money. What I find very interesting, I once went to someone and said, let me raise equity for you. He says, no. He told me the returns he's giving out. I said, I could get people be thrilled to take a less of a return. He says, it's not worth it to me. I said, what do you mean? He says, if I went out into the street and I let you speak to people and word got out that I'm trying to raise money, that means when I go on the other side to buy a building, I walk in to buy a building. You know why I win that building? So you're right, I'm losing on the return here. But this building was $21 million. It was on the next, there was another offer for 22 and a half. You know why they sold it to me? Because they had confidence that I have the money, I'll deliver.
And that's such important advice. You can never ignore the environment. That's one of my quotes. Never ignore the environment. Meaning in that particular case, there are other factors. It's not just how much money you'll make on a deal. There are other factors, your reputation, your credibility. Those are all key factors. Now let's give a listen to Menachem Lubinsky again. He is the founder of Kosher Fest. Kosher Fest is coming up again this November. It's going to be a pretty exciting one because as we come out of the other side of this pandemic, hopefully this passes us already. And kind of one of the first trade shows that's going to be out there to take place in roughly a year, right? I mean, trade shows kind of unfortunately had to fall by the wayside already back in March. And here, roughly 9 months later, there's going to be a very exciting one in the Meadowlands in New Jersey. So we're going to give a listen here. Menachem Lubinsky, marketing is a process.
You grew up from being an infant to a toddler. You didn't immediately, upon leaving the mother's womb, immediately go into a marathon race.
Right.
There was a process. And so marketing is a process. And if you don't have the patience, you're no different than the person that says, well, why is my toddler at age one not speaking and not speaking English well? Because there's a process, because there's a mind, and the mind takes time till it sorts, until it filters. It's a very complex process that only God knew how to do and to prepare it. So that's what marketing is. Marketing takes time.
Very important advice, because so many times people will reach out to Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, and they'll say, you know what, I'm willing to embark on a campaign, I'm willing to invest, but you know what, I'm going to first run like just like one or two ads, and we'll see the results from there. And I'm like, you know what, better to play lottery. What's the point? It's a process. When someone wants to see the results of when they plant a field, right? So they put seeds in the ground. Could they just come back the next day and say, I don't see the trees? Everyone understands, right? It takes weeks, months until you start seeing the results. Marketing is no different. That's just the way you need to give it time. Now we're going to go to Jeffrey Hazlett. Jeffrey Hazlett is the chairman of the C-Suite Network. We've had him on a number of times. You can access it by going to mybradio.com. Each time was amazing because this individual has so much knowledge, interacts with so many executives out there, Fortune 500 executives. He was a CMO at a Fortune 500 company. He talked about when he oversaw a $17 billion marketing budget. Yep. Yeah, not that too many companies have that budget these days, but he oversaw such a budget. And he talked about something that everyone here can relate to. Do what you love to do. Let's give a listen.
It's what you do.
You'd do it for free if you really could. What? Yeah, I mean, it's seriously, you would, because it's what you like, you know? Yeah, I never tell anybody that because, you know, because getting paid is how we get, right. how we take score.
Pay the bills,
yeah, that's how we pay, you know, keep score. But yeah, I mean, if you didn't have the worry of money, wouldn't you do what you love? And I love doing it. So I guess I'd never stop doing it.
How important is it for someone in business to absolutely love and be passionate about what they do?
Well, why wouldn't you? Why would you waste your time? Why would you do something you didn't like to do? Even if you're digging ditches, I mean, which I enjoy. I enjoy physical labor. You know, I have a ranch and I like working outside. I'd rather do that.
Now, I sometimes get mixed up, Jeffrey, in case you tuned in. I know I get mixed up between South Dakota and North Dakota. I apologize for that. But his point is so critical. Do what you love to do. Now, of course, listen, if you have to put, you know, bread on the table, so sometimes you got to, you know, you just have to pay the bills, fine. But in general, try to find an industry, try to find something that you really are passionate about. And like he said, do it if you had to, you would do it for free. What he means is, of course, he understands everyone's got to pay the bills. But be in a position that you would do even if you weren't getting paid, because you'll do it really, really well. You'll do it with passion. You'll do it with enthusiasm because it's what you love to do. Let's go back to another take from my interview with Ramon Ray. Here's another angle he has on social media.
I think that while Facebook video is being cluttered and there's your grandma and your niece and scammers and me and you on there.
Don't put us all in the same boat. Come on, Ramon.
LinkedIn is still curated serious business people.
Right.
So for LinkedIn, I'm telling you, I would go all in and learn that platform. Video, video, video. Start to blog there. That's one. I can give a lot of tips, but LinkedIn. Twitter, it's still the digerati are there, the cool people exclusive. Right. Many people don't use it well.
Celebrities.
Exactly. But do it. I wake up all the time and hashtags, like there's something Monday morning, Sunday breakfast. Right. I do that on Twitter quite a bit. For Facebook, I say Facebook Live. Build a community. That's the really good place. Oh, and groups. Mm-hmm. Niche, niche, niche. So LinkedIn, go on video, blog on LinkedIn, Twitter, use the hashtags Fast and Furious, a lot of great focused content. Facebook, I'd say explore Facebook groups.
Yeah, Ramon's take on social media, he knows a thing or two, the CEO of Smart Hustle Media. Every single day, I mean, we're listening to the clips here and we're benefiting it from here on the 77 WABC show. However, you could watch the video every single day. These are videos. It's free. What do you get for free these days? You could get the broadcast for free, the Daily Business Class broadcast. It's delivered on two platforms. If you're on Instagram, follow us at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Again, on Instagram, go to Business Class Clips, follow us. You'll automatically receive it in your daily feed. Or if you're on WhatsApp, great. Text sign up to 718-594-6519. On WhatsApp, text sign up to 718-594-6519. And you will automatically receive the Daily Business Class Clip automatically right into your phone. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? Well, look no further than websitewithbrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500, or visit websitewithbrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Best of all, Website with Brains can have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. See some of the attractive, user-friendly sites built by Website with Brains by visiting websitewithbrains.com. Then give Website with Brains a call at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings, to finish a project. Oh, when do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. These free 1 minute or shorter business class video clips cover building trust, finance, leadership, marketing, branding, goal setting, among many other primary business topics. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram, or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Again, text sign up on WhatsApp to 718-594-6519, or follow at Business Class Clips on Instagram to receive your free business class every day from celebrity business leaders. Business Class on Instagram or WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. And we certainly are getting down to business. Tonight's show, we are playing highlighted clips from the many hundreds of shows that we've had here on Mind Your Business. And really what it is a teaser for the Business Class Initiative that was launched here at Bottom Line Marketing Group. Every single day, we post on Instagram a clip, a one-minute clip, and we hear from such great leaders, business leaders as Jeffrey Hazlett, Ira Zlotowicz, Ramon Ray, Ron Carr, Menachem Lubinsky, Shep Hyken, Christine Comerford, Chuck Garcia, the list goes on, Linda Kaplan-Thaler, Richard Solomon, oh, the list goes on and on and on and on. Tom Cortese, Ron Carucci, Norm Trainer, Michael McIntyre, and I'm not done yet. By the way, we're going to be, some of the guests coming up are going to be Joseph Abud, Dawn Fay. I mean, we have such a long list because we've had such great content here on this program for a while. So all you have to do is on Instagram, follow us at Business Class Clips on Instagram, and you will automatically receive it in your daily feed. Or if you're on WhatsApp, simple. Text over on WhatsApp, sign up, those two words, to 718-594-6519. Text over sign up to 718-594-6519, and you will automatically receive in your on your phone the daily business class broadcast. Now we're going to give a listen to Ron Carr. He wrote the book Lead, Sell, Get Out of the Way, and here he shares a sales tip. Ask the right question.
What I really want to ask you is an important question, if you don't mind answering. That question is, when it comes to your money in the future, what are the three things you want your money to provide for you? Now, when you ask a question like that, Yitzhak, all of a sudden people's eyes roll up, and there's a change in the brain. And what happens is it's now all of a sudden the guard that they had up where they're trying to protect you from selling something they don't know, it goes down because all they're thinking about is themselves, and that's where you want to get them to be.
Ron Carr is a sales coach for many Fortune 500 companies. He knows a thing or two about sales, and he's discussing there about asking the right question. Now we're going to go to, this is also a lot of fun, Label Schwartz, the CEO of Label Schwartz Photography, on showing the humanity of your company.
Storytelling in general is the way that people connect to people, yeah. Right? The biggest industries, movies, television, social media, has always been on the assumption that that we're buying into a story.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're doing in companies, right? We're taking the anyway life tribulations that happen in a human being's mm-hmm. life in a corporation, mm-hmm. and we're bringing that to the world. Because when I look at let's say an insurance company, right? If I'm looking at an insurance company, what I'm seeing is they all have the same product.
Right.
The only reason we're investing in someone is
one over the other.
Exactly. Is because the humanity behind them. Who is it I trust in? Who's fighting the good fight? And when you can showcase who you are and let people really almost, I look at it like opening up a window and letting people see into your business, then people will invest in you.
Label Schwartz. Now we're going to go to another clip from Chuck Garcia. Set a goal, take one step at a time. Let's give a listen.
You think about a mountain climb, it feels like a career. You have your goals, your ambitions, your desires, but you recognize that the most important aspect of climbing that mountain is the people you are climbing it with. A number one, mountain climbing is not just something that is individual. It is something that requires the mindset of setting a goal. Now, in the case of a mountain, a goal mm-hmm. is not to get to the top. The goal is to get home. No. Oh.
You mean to get back down as
well.
That's
true. Okay. Climbing is only, the top is only halfway there. The second part is, and this is where careers come in, you take one step at a time. There are no shortcuts. And particularly, I know many of my students, they're all in such a hurry. I want to be CEO by the time I'm 25. There's no shortcuts. And if they exist, I haven't seen it. And then the third part of it is, you can't do it alone. So think about that metaphor. Set a goal. One step at a time, you can't do it alone.
You know, I know many people out there are saying, I want to hear that again. That was such great advice. But hey, if you're signed up for business class on WhatsApp, you would receive this every single day in your inbox. All you have to do is text, sign up to 718-594-6519, again, on WhatsApp. On WhatsApp, send a text. Sign up, two words, to 718-594-6519, and you will automatically receive the daily business class broadcast. Or, if you don't have WhatsApp, but Instagram, you're on Instagram, just follow us at Business Class Clips. Follow Business Class Clips, and then you will automatically receive this in your daily feed. Now we're going to go to a clip with Randy Rollner, CEO of PlanterWorks. Why do I need innovation and creativity?
I would go back to innovation. I would go back to being creative. I would say don't be afraid to take risks. And I'd say put in the time every day. Give it your best every single day. Because in a week, 2 weeks, a month, a quarter, half a quarter, and a year, you will be amazed at what kind of groundwork you've laid for yourself.
You know, it's interesting. A bit of what he shared also goes back to what Chuck Garcia said. You got to give yourself time. Put your heart into it. Climb that mountain. But it's going to take some time. But you'll see the results if you stay at it. Now we're going to go to Ira Zlotowicz, the president of Eastern Union Funding, his tip on how to spot a good deal.
Everybody really has their core competency, their core expertise. And if someone's job is to really, they know how to buy right, they typically not the type of person who has relationships and building out. On the other end of the spectrum, you might also find people who are very successful in their investments. And when they say it's not a good deal, quote unquote, it's compared to other deals. Like when I hear someone say it's not a good deal and I do my research, I go back to the person and say, what did he mean it's not a good deal? He goes, I didn't say it's not a good deal, but the deal's only throwing off X percent. I have 9 other deals on my table that are better than that. Now, take the flip side. I meet someone who told me he doesn't want to invest because someone told him it's not a good deal. I said, do you have any other deals on the table now? No. Or what else do you have on the table? His return is less. So the first thing you have to decide as a real estate investor, as an investor, is how much money do you have to invest and risk and lose, you know, okay. Number one. And number two is what return do you need to make?
Yeah, Ira Zlotowicz. Now we're going to go to a clip with Ron Carucci, executive recruiting pitfall.
When you adjust, part of that has to do with the dangers of how you arrived. So, for example, it is not uncommon in any kind of recruiting process for someone to say to an executive, oh my gosh, Charlie, you've turned 4 supply chains around before. Come turn ours around. Or, wow, you've really have an impressive track record of building sales capability. We need that. Right. Or, my gosh, our brands are dying, but you look at the brands you've built. Come build our brands. The dangerous implied assumption in that is that there's some formula you have that you're simply meant to repeat. So you instantly, as an executive, you're predisposed to reach back in your arsenal of experiences and take a recipe and slap it on the context that's in front of you as though it could work. And of course, it's a deadly failure. When you adjust...
You know, when I think about how much content we've shared on the show, I mean, that was a recording that we did back in Boston at a C-suite conference back in, I think it was February of 2016. Wow. And that was already a year into our program. We've been on the show here for over 5 years. That's amazing. Tonight, we've been sharing one-minute clips that are featured on our Business Class channel. For those of you on Instagram, it's very simple. Follow us at Business Class Clips. Just follow Business Class Clips and you'll automatically receive this in your daily feed, the video in your daily feed. And for those on WhatsApp, you could receive the daily broadcast. All you have to do is text over on WhatsApp, sign up to 718-594-6519. Text sign up in WhatsApp to 718-594-6519 and you will automatically receive the daily Business Class Clip. Well, we're running very low on time. Let's see what we can give a listen to still. Whoa. You know what? Oh, I didn't play any clips yet from the former vice chair at GE, Beth Comstock. Beth Comstock was also a CMO. She's a director at Nike. Here she shares, give your team freedom to explore.
You have to be able to give your team, your people on your team, some freedom. Yes, here's what's in our framework. It's very clear. Here's what I expect from you. Here's what your accountability. But give them room to fail. Give them room to try things. Give them, if you see they're good at design, maybe give them some projects that allow them to be more of a designer. If they're good with customer, but they're not in sales, maybe they can go along with the salesperson. So can you create more opportunity?
She certainly knew a thing or two about that. I mean, she was a vice chair at General Electric. As we approach the close, I still, oh man, you know what? Let's give a listen to an interview that I had with Shea Rubenstein. He talks about, and this is such great advice. Oh, this is, let's listen.
You have to choose the best company within the industry, work for them for free as an intern or whatever they're willing to pay, because don't look at it as I need to make money and this is the job and this is the salary. Look at this as the Harvard of the free world. And if you want to be in Wall Street, find the best company, work there for free, do the soda, make the coffees, but work your way up and understand. Once you understand how the game works and the industry and you get to meet people and you know the players, that is going to be your Harvard education.
Such important advice. But as we approach the close, we're going to give a quick listen to the interview I had with the noted fashion design icon, Joseph Aboud.
I think it's really key that all of the products are blind. And what I mean by that is if someone sees a Joseph Abboud product, then it shouldn't be from what company or what licensee. It should be the brand. And that is the to be on message with every category, to use your design icons throughout those particular categories. Mm-hmm. If it's a watch, for example, we're just working on some new watches, the faces are black and brown, which is a color combination that I love, surrounded by a wood bezel. So we always try to inject our DNA into everything we do. And that's important.
Joseph Abboud. Well, tonight's show featured so many amazing guests on such a wide range of topics, but we are out of time. It will be up on the archives by Tuesday morning, so no worries in case you're just tuning in. And just one final shout out to join and to receive the daily business class broadcast on WhatsApp. All you have to do is text over the two words, sign up. Two words, sign up on WhatsApp. Text it over to 718-594-6519. Again, text over sign up to 718-594-6519. Or if you're on Instagram, just follow us at Business Class Clips on Instagram and you will automatically receive in your feed the daily Business Class video. Well, that wraps up another great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Saflis has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.